You're good, Jim.
All righty. Well, it is probably 5:33 according to my watch, so we will call the meeting to order, the Public Works Committee, on this Wednesday, August 10th, 2022 at 5:30 p.m. in the Alloway Village Hall. First thing on the agenda is to modify and or adopt the agenda, and I would accept a motion to do that.
I'll make a motion to adopt, unless there's a change.
And a second?
I'll second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We'll adopt as presented. Number two on the agenda is public appearances, and we have no one in attendance. Have we received any communication we need to address?
No.
Okay. Moving right along then to announcements, and I'll defer to Brad on this one and Sean's absence at this point.
Announcements. Cole Erickson has accepted the engineer tech position. He'll be starting on September 6th. Cole is currently employed by the Village of Bellevue, so hate the fact that we're taking one from another community, but...
Is this part-time, full-time?
Full-time.
This is a full-time, okay.
Yep.
Cool.
So we're looking forward to Cole starting.
No gang fights or turf wars are anticipated, right?
I hope so. I hope not.
Once he crosses the bridge from Bellevue, that's it.
That's right.
Cool. Old business, number four, discussion slash action regarding private collecting and hauling of garbage and recyclables. Now, we do have Sean ill today, so...
Yes.
It's our... Is there business we want to discuss, maybe rather informally, or are we better off to defer till next month?
Because of his detail, it might be wise to... would be my recommendation.
Okay.
To talk about it or to...
To table until our next meeting.
And that would include potentially agenda items 5, 6, and 7.
I could do item 5 for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we do...
Well, we're on 4.
Okay.
Just briefly, we're writing an RFP for...
We've got a draft. We have a draft.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Yep. Anyway, I just wanted to...
So that's what we would address with Sean maybe next month now?
Yeah.
Look at that draft and what goes into it.
So there's no rush?
No.
Because it's out.
And that would include a public hearing or more?
It, quite possibly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. I don't know that we need any action just to table that item. Or I guess I will.
Yeah, motion.
A motion to table item number 4 in Sean's absence. And a second?
Second.
All righty. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And we'll table number 4. Moving along then to item number 5 under new business discussion slash action regarding engineering services for a 2023 street and utility construction, reconstruction project.
This actually has already been approved by the board.
Right.
Because we wanted to get started on it right away. So R.A. Smith was selected to... do our projects for next year. More particularly, Rose Lawn, because of the past experience with that road. So it just to be consistent with what has started, and we have a good indication or a good understanding of the challenges Rose Lawn presents with the islands, that they were a little bit higher overall, but the recommendation. And the board did approve R.A. Smith.
So I think there's a pretty good discussion because it is 102 versus the other bid of 86, so $16,000. But given some of the challenges on Roselawn that we had just construction-wise last time, and the islands being in there and all the detail, I think from a board perspective, we felt better about going with the experienced crew that had almost done a mirror image of it already, you know. So that's why we, and I think the board is hopeful, assuming that given their experience, this process will go a little smoother than if we had to bring in somebody newer. So maybe we'll recoup that 16 or the better part of it anyway, through some economies of scale and all that. So it seemed to make sense.
So do you not consider price at all in the scoring matrix for the RFP?
Yeah, I mean, that does...
I mean, mathematically, I don't see it in the table with the winning score. We usually say, like, score is 20%, and this is 20, and this is 15, and blah, blah, blah.
It's definitely taken into consideration. Doesn't show up in the matrix.
In the other scores? Like in the... Because you have qualifications, schedule, and scope. Maybe it was 4.2 and 3.6 or something like that. And I'm not challenging it or saying it's wrong.
Just kind of clarify.
We can have Sean explain a little more of his matrix.
So I have a couple questions on it. When you're ready, Brad.
Okay.
So I'm curious. Was this solicited somewhere, advertised, or
no?
So he just went out to some firms? Because I know at least half dozen others that would be more than happy to...
Reached out to, I think Sean reached out to 3 or 4.
I'm curious if, this is more from my own understanding of the process, if this project in effect, Roselawn, is an issue, why go out? Why don't you just hire R.A. Smith? Why torture these other firms into going and doing this? So, you know, you may not have that answer, but I would say, knowing after I've worked 50 years, to go through the effort to price it and go through this and then find out that you're going to award it to R.A. Smith anyway, and the reason is because they had experience on a previous job, you should have just awarded it, I think, personally. Does this include design and construction? You talked about it as construction issues, but I think this is only design.
This is, I think, just the design. And with Cole now having two of our engineer techs, we'll be doing most of the inspection.
Good point, and it caused a thought, and I can't remember what it was.
I think it would... Not that I was so right before, but I think having price as a factor, you know, you can, I think you divide by the lowest price and then the other, whatever, may have helped justify.
I think it would have gone the other way. I think 20% off, I think Mead and Hunt would have ended up with it regardless of what you did. But again, that's what the county does, because I was on one of the county just recently for out on the bay. But my only issue was that it takes a lot of effort for these guys to put this together and submit all this. It's just not, it's got to be specific. And if in fact you really feel that R.A. Smith was the firm you wanted, just these, all of them would have said, hire them. You know, we don't even want to battle, just hire them and be done with it.
Well, as a public entity, are we kind of bound to get prices?
I just wonder about the optics.
From a professional services, I don't think
professional services are not required to be bid.
So it's maybe more our
interest
and then being able to explain.
Or Sean may feel he had to do it because of the board, when in fact maybe a little bit more discussion early on would have resolved that. And maybe not.
We're told that state law. And we have to RFP and RFP.
It's not.
Not for professional services.
No.
We have the RFP, but they also.
Well, there's all the ways. There's different ways to RFP. You don't have to ask for a price. You could go out and say we want to interview these three firms. When you select the firm that you feel fits the best, which would have been R.A. Smith, you negotiate a price.
Yep.
And a discussion.
That's all. A lot of these federal. Yeah. And state contracts are associated.
But professional services, to my knowledge, does not fall under the bidding requirements for state.
RFP versus RFP.
And maybe Sean was, like you just said, feeling that the
Yeah, we'll do it more often. You have to be cautious, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with this. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying it would have saved everybody a lot of headache if that's
well,
really
that's a good point. You know, I mean, speaking from the side of the business that spent time and energy and then didn't get it away.
And I can assure you, Meat and Hunt is not jumping up and down.
So, yeah. Okay, anything else on number five? That would take us to item number six, report regarding approval of local road improvement grant agreement for Green. Is that something you're okay with, Brad, or better defer?
I would defer because it's something that's going to be coming down the road.
All right, I would accept a motion to table number six as well.
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to table item number six. Due to Sean's absence, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Takes us to item number seven, report regarding construction project update. We do have a printed version here. You want to kind of cover that as we defer it?
I think we're down to pretty much our last project, which is the Safe Houses School, Doty Safe Houses School project. They're moving right along. Got
a lot of concrete
done.
Down there.
Yeah.
Holy smokes, that's a long one.
The biggest challenge they've had, to the best of my knowledge, is the constructing of the ADA compliant approaches.
Oh.
They're a real challenge.
Yeah, because the slope's got to be X or whatever, right?
Yep.
And all the driveway aprons, it looks like people were pretty cooperative and able to park on the street, and now it should be all set now, right?
Yep.
I mean, now it's got to be all the landscaping and backfilling and all
correct.
That, but yeah, that's a mile and a half?
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a lot of space. Yeah. A lot of concrete. And everything else is kind of going along as planned elsewhere in the village, huh?
Yeah, everything. I think what they're doing is they seeded everything and probably dealing with some of the drought conditions that we had after a lot of the projects were finished and going back and doing some touch-up.
And the big water main replacement off 172, that was completed?
Correct.
The 1st of June or right yep. back there. And we never got anything from the state for that, did we? Any money?
We didn't expect it.
No. I think we were hoping.
Yeah.
Hope's not a plan, I guess. Mm-hmm. So everything else, so this is a pretty early wind up of the construction. At times we've been into the October and also.
Yeah, and that's again kind of why you wanted to get started with some of these projects for next year.
Yeah.
So that you can get that early bid, hoping you get the better pricing.
We know, don't we kind of now slip into the patchwork and little jobs here and there until kind of the freeze starts or?
A lot of that should have been completed when they were doing the resurfacing, but I don't know that for a fact.
Okay.
Be a cool question for Sean.
I know we've been doing a lot of tree removal.
I was going to say, would Sean be the one to ask about that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I see as I look out there, there's a tree that appears to be ours that'll need to go. Any idea where we're at with that, percentage-wise, of ash tree removal?
I thought Chris indicated last year during budget that about another 2 years and we should be in pretty good shape.
2 years?
From now?
I think from now.
Our neighbors here to the south, well, they've got 2 or 3 of them sitting there just, so I suppose they're waiting for
the elms went, they planted the ash. Now the ash are gone, now what's next?
Yeah.
Is there a... not a hierarchy, but an overall schedule that's outlined for which streets they're tackling and when, or what order they're going in, or is it, hey, where are we going to drive today and just find? Yeah.
No, they have it all mapped out, where they're hitting, and what we did last year is the Parks Department did a half of the list that was put together, and a contractor did the other half, and the contractor came through and I think did all the stumps. Now this year, the contractor is doing majority of the work, but the way they were laid out, I think it was like a 4-year process to get through all of them. We had 660 or so.
I'm sorry, is that layout available publicly or no?
What's that?
Is the layout?
Oh yeah, available? Chris would let you know exactly.
Okay. Love to know.
Yeah.
And I think he had kind of a system for determining what's more critical than others. Maybe safety was a factor there, and location. And of course, a lot of residents have ash trees in their yards, so they're not a village issue per se, but they kind of are.
You know. Well, depending on the offset, right?
Yeah. And the ability to get people to do it is, yeah. I mean, privately is kind of challenging.
Yeah. So how is the underground going for the gable?
They're moving along fairly well. The whole escrow is working well. MCE is staying on top of everything. The biggest challenge has been the storm laterals that residents have, and whether or not, you know, not all of them are marked.
Yeah.
So
any boo-boos so far?
I'm not absolutely certain. I know there's been concerns by some of the residents, and yesterday Sean was trying to set up a meeting with Quantum, who's doing a lot of the installation, TDS and MCE to really hone in on what is it that we want to do to address those. What are they looking for? If it's not marked, they still need to try to find it, because they're doing potholing.
Tough.
It's very tough.
Because they'll be in the same right-of-way as AT&T just was, right? I remember asking them if there was a way to work with AT&T if you put in this big a pole. No, it's all God. You know, so people get their yards torn up a number of times, but well, I shouldn't say their yards. It is the right of way. It just we all kind of think it's our time. You know?
We are responsible for that as a resident.
There's a pretty long complaining session on next door about not getting their lawn repaired in a timely manner.
Here?
Okay. That site was interesting.
I walk around the village a lot, and there's, if I was some of the residents, I'd be pissed. Because it can be a mess, and they don't go back and fix it. And it's been so dry, and nothing's growing, and it looks like hell. And some of these people take care of their grass really nice, and I'm kind of like, I don't think I should be walking on this sidewalk. We should go to the next block. There's going to be a war here.
A lot of projects I've been involved in, they'll do it in the fall, and they just haphazardly do it, and they're just gone, and you don't see them again. And then next year comes around,
they can do it right
and it's
away.
Like a bunch of weeds.
Yeah.
And so I had seen one of those posts. I think it was in the city, but I'm not totally sure. Yeah, they told me they put in grass seed, and I think they put in weed seed and all that.
Well, they don't rake it at all. They just throw it in a big pile. I'm kind of like, it's not going to work for this neighbor because the grass is really nice. But I do have one question that's kind of on the tree thing. Are the silver maples on Libel Street going down with the road construction?
They have a few of them labeled.
I wasn't sure because they're massive, and I'm kind of looking at this thing and wondering how are they ever going to, and I assume there's going to be sidewalk?
Yes, and what they're going to accommodate for some of that, they're shifting the roadway, I think.
Okay.
The lot that's on the corner of Libel and Mission would be the northwest corner. It took down like four trees. Is someone planning, hoping to build there, or just took the trees off?
Yeah, last week, I think, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, they had a pile.
I haven't seen any building plans come through, but it's possible.
I mean, you probably noticed the Mariner restaurant building is totally down. And the Vandrille's house is totally up. It's a big house going up.
I think it's going to get bigger, too.
It looks like a duplex almost, doesn't it?
Anything else, since we're kind of at the adjournment stage of the agenda here? Yeah, given that, I would accept a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved. And second?
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We will adjourn at 5:55.